intensify your social media.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, we're going to be talking about social media in terms that's similar to what we've been talking the last few nights. So last few nights we've talked about intensifying your direct mail, intensifying your, what were all the things, were your online videos, your emails. And tonight I wanted to talk about social media. Now, is it any different than anything else? Yes, it's different in the fact that it functions differently and you use it for different reasons. Should you approach it differently than you approach anything else? Initially, no. The main question that you need to ask for everything else, for any media source, any tactic out there, is the same question you ask for social media. The question is, what do I hope to achieve by using whatever said social media is? Was it Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Whatever you're talking about, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing it? Why as a company are we going to be doing it? What do I hope to achieve by doing it? By doing that, then you're going to be able to measure it. As long as you have an outcome that's measurable. If you don't have an outcome that's measurable, then you're not going to get anywhere with it. This is very simple, basic ideas, but you're going to have a tough time finding any larger company out there that is really paying attention to the metrics when it comes to social media, because they're told they have to be there and that's just all there is to it. And yes, there's something to that. When you have a large enough company, you're expected to be certain places, but there should still be metrics in place. You should still have an idea of what you hope to achieve with it and be able to follow up to make sure it happens. Otherwise, you end up getting a bureaucracy set up around your social media. You end up hiring people that handle a certain social media. They give you a bunch of analytics and a bunch of data that you don't understand. And then you're nowhere. You're flushing money down the drain. Social media is the same thing. So I've got this book here, 500 Social Media Marketing Tips. This book, it's a little older. It's not bad. It's got a whole bunch of great little tactics. What's the problem? The problem is the tactics don't mean anything if you don't have the principles and the strategies. Principles. What are the principles? The principle is, what am I trying to do? And once you know what you're trying to do, then you ask yourself, okay, how am I going to plan this out? That's the strategy, is the plan. And then you bring the tactic in to match your why and your how, okay? The tactics are the last step. It shouldn't be the first step. You shouldn't say, I want to be on Twitter. Why? Well, I heard it's really cool. The president's on there and this and this and that. None of that matters. What matters is, are you getting a hold of your customer? Are you having them do something specific? Are you reaching them in a way that you can't reach them anywhere else? Social media is extremely useful, but it can be extremely wasteful at the same time if you don't know why you're doing it and you don't have metrics in place. Because if you're doing all the right things on the wrong form of social media, if you have a very specific product that you're trying to get out there and you say, we're going to be on Instagram because everybody's on Instagram. Well, not everybody is on Instagram. Everybody likes Instagram and they talk about it a lot, but in terms of the demographics are very specific on Instagram, and they're always changing. These things change. Facebook wasn't always a place where you could find just about anybody of any age group for the most part, and it's more that way now, even though younger people tend to go towards some of the other forms of social media. It all depends on who you're trying to reach, what you're trying to get them to do. If you have those ideas in place first, then you can pick the social media that you want and be able to direct it a certain way. For example, I use social media in a completely different way than everybody else. Not everybody else. There's a lot of people using it the same way. But in the idea of most people out there, I tend to use social media for showing up in other places, for showing up in Google, for just being out there, so that if people are just doing a random search for the topics and the ideas that I'm proposing, they do a search within that social media, I'm popping up in there. It's search engine optimization, but it's not just for Google. It's for everything. It's because every form of social media has its own search engine. So that's just an example of something that you could completely look at it differently and not worry about how many followers you have or how many likes or how many hearts or whatever. A lot of that stuff could matter, but in most cases it doesn't if your metric isn't based off that. Hopefully that's helpful to you. If you'd like to go over your social media ideas of your business, where you're at right now and where you want to go with it and what you think you should be able to get with it, then you ought to go to brianjpombo.com/Amazon. I've got the Amazon Proof Strategy Session that you could sign up for. This would give you the shot to be able to sit down with me and talk over it. Now, not everybody qualifies for this, so go fill out the application and see if it would work for you. If it would, then there's a price associated with it. Everything else, go check that out, brianjpombo.com/Amazon. That link is in the description. I know it's a great big long link. So go click on it in the description, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.